I cried almost.
Amen.
But like, I don't do that. I'm like the manly man. You know what I mean?
We're going to see God work in this.
Right? But it like almost made me cry. I was reading it. And it's like, you know, first we're going to be called out and we're going to sit in judgment with Christ. And then the second death's going to come that we're no part of.
Let him first change us. Amen.
Right?
Work in us. Bring it.
Well, when we were here, were we part of it?
Back to the place we started. I'm not pointing fingers.
Right?
I told you.
Were we the problem or the solution?
Every time I think I'm good. Every time I think I'm doing the right thing.
Right?
Right? The axe is already at the winnowing.
Don't think I'm sitting here pounding you guys, because I'm not.
You know?
I was pounding myself, but you know what came out of it is what I shared with you guys when we first started Corinthians. Corinthians is an encouragement letter.
Whatever God is revealing to
you. We have to look at the bad things so we can be encouraged to go back to doing the right things. Amen? So don't think of it as a scolding or something. I mean, let the Holy Spirit convict your heart. But Amen. For me, my heart's been convicted.
Let's lift people up in everything.
And you know what I hate about it when God's working in me like that?
Let's be the
All kinds
God,
of stupid stuff
God
comes up and attacks me when I'm trying to share, when I have to share something.
Let me pray and we'll read some scripture and try to make
I sense. Experience all of this except for somebody giving me
Father,
a thing that's going
to
sue me.
Father, we just ask you, Lord, to be here today with us.
You get it? Memo loves me so much. I don't even know why.
I tried all week to make sense.
You know what I mean? Probably 90% of the time he's in disagreement with me and he still loves me. That's a Christian.
The same thing over and over and over again.
Like that's a pillar that helps to hold all of us up.
We can't.
And I'm not trying to pump Memo up. I'm telling you, we need to be like that.
If we're not,
we need to be like that for each other and for everyone else God's going to send. Do you know that right now our church is in a good position?
Sounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
There's been a bunch of young people raised up and a few old.
There's power in it, but there's the power of death in it. Because we're not serving you.
I'm sorry, it's your man. I'm sorry. I'm just teasing, sister.
I just asked Father that.
But we're ready.
That you would just speak to our hearts.
We're ready for a harvest. I've been praying, Lord, open the floodgates now.
Where I was wrong and where I'm wrong.
Why? Because we have young men who
Lord,
can share the gospel.
To overcome it.
We have young men that can go out on the street. Amen?
Help me to trust
we have young
you
men that know the truth. We have young men that are choosing to live the truth. We're ready.
I don't want to see or hear those things.
Let's not, the rest of us, or even you young people, be a hindrance to that.
When we're out there, we
Let's watch
it.
The power of God work. Let's move with the power of God. Amen? Now, I've been talking about the power of God, haven't I? And where it comes from and how it acts.
I just asked Father that.
Does it come in your sin?
You tame my tongue.
Huh? Does it come in disbelief?
Help me to be right.
Does it come in anger?
Lord, help me to hear.
Does it come in jealousy? Huh?
Help me to see only
right?
your side.
Does it come in unforgiveness?
Right. Help me to.
Does it come in hate?
I don't care what relationship it is. I don't care.
Doesn't come in any of those things.
Other family members, if it's this church family, I don't care who it is.
All right.
Lord, help me to see your side.
Nobody's listening. Let's just read.
Help me to be strong enough to choose it.
Every time I get right there, Memo, they just Jesus quit listening.
Amen. Amen. I say that. I don't want Cody to get mad at me, but we had a little argument this week. It was mostly one-sided.
Oh, one more part, and then we'll read. I'm sorry. I actually mentioned it and didn't finish it. You ready? The most important part of this, and I was talking to Jacob about it the other day, now that I understand this, and I keep sharing it with you guys,
people don't understand.
If you'll read the Word of God, you'll understand it so much deeper, okay?
They even get mad at me and say,
but the Bible says over and over and over again, it says it again in this passage, that people like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Don't talk to me anymore. If that's what it takes.
You know what it's saying, sister?
You understand?
Just you and me are here, okay? You know what it's saying? It's saying that when God speaks to you, you will not hear him.
We don't want those.
Not only will you not hear him, but you won't act on it.
We want to love
your life won't change.
Including the person that's talking to us like that.
Because you're not going to inherit the things that he has for
don't
you because you've chosen these other things over
you,
him.
Felicia, when you took over the children's ministry,
you've chosen your anger, your unforgiveness. You've chosen all the things we just mentioned over him.
Amen. And then act on what he shares with you. Do you remember
that? It needs to stop if we're going to grow.
Right? Stop letting everybody affect you.
Right? We already know it's wrong.
Follow what you know is
Hasn't
right.
Hasn't it done nothing but hurt
Follow
us our whole
who you
lives?
Know is right.
And now we
and
can't hear
right
God
thing.
Because of it when we know who he is.
Amen.
And we're choosing something else
God work in
that,
life,
that he's already delivered us from over and over and over again. Why are we still
then
choosing
he has
it?
To be the life giver.
We already know the outcome. We
you
already know
why
where
he's
we're headed.
To the church today in Corinthians. In
we already know it leads to destruction.
Because the church went
it
back
brings
into
death.
The world.
It hurts people we say we love.
Dealing with things like they were in the world, like the world deals with things. right. He Nobody's even listening. Said, just go
are
to
you guys kidding me? He's actually mocking them and joking around with them in a bad way. Like, you know, he's telling a joke that's the truth in it.
6.
Do you understand? I hate those jokes. They're funny as all get out, but you know they're true. And it just, ooh.
Yes, thank you. Didn't I pray? Right? Yeah, I prayed. Paul was sleeping.
Yeah. One day you're going to sleep. Wake up.
Wake up, people. Come on now. He's thinking somebody needs to seriously wake David up. Here we go. Oh, David woke up. Praise God.
You're judging your own heart.
Thank you,
Let
Jesus.
God judge your Here we go. Now.
You know I love
Let
you, David.
Judge
I just
your
can't.
Heart now.
I can't
Do the right
help myself.
Now.
Here we go.
Amen.
If any of you has a dispute with another, I love this part. Dare he? Do you know why the world comes into the church? Yeah, because we take something we don't like out there and we get worldly advice and we bring that into the church. Because if you guys asked somebody here, you wouldn't like what you hear because you would prefer to hear something else. I see it all the time. People are mad at me constantly. People I love and would never hurt are mad at me. Okay, not just in this place, but family members, people closest to me. Right? And it's not just my wife that says she can't talk to me. I've had my mom say that and other people. Okay? I want to have a relationship with them. I want it more than anything in the world. But I don't want a worldly relationship with them anymore. I don't want that. I don't need that in my life anymore. How dare? Do you get it? How dare you? I didn't want to say the you part. That was going too far. Here we go. If any of you have a dispute with another, dare he take it before the ungodly for judgment instead of before the saints? You know why we take it somewhere else? Because you're not going to get the answer you want here. That's why there's so many people that aren't here, because they don't want to hear the truth. It's a fact. More people have left here because they didn't want to hear the truth and other places like this than people who moved or got a job or did something different. And trust me, I've heard about every bit of it. And at first it used to hurt me, like you wouldn't believe, personally hurt me because I was taking it on myself. And now it hurts me because I love the person and I'm hurt for where they're at. Far out, huh? You got to mature a little bit, I guess. It's not about you. I don't want to be patted on the back anymore. Amen. Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? I love that. Don't even like try to read something into it. You know what he's really saying there? You're acting like the world, and one day you're supposed to judge it. Right? Is it going to judge you, or are you going to stand with Christ? You get it? Halfway through here, he says, everything's permissible, but not everything's beneficial. Everything is, you know what I mean? He's trying to wake us up. People take that out of context. Well, yeah, I'm good because everything's permissible. Keep getting ahead of myself. Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? If you really stop and think about, no, forget stopping and thinking about it. I don't even want you to do that, okay? If you'll stop and pray, get on your knees and let the Word of God and the Holy Spirit speak to your hearts, you'll see the truth in why you're doing what you're doing. You'll understand it from His point of view, not your point of view that you got from the world or from your emotions or how you feel. You'll understand His point of view. Amen? Can I go back to you for just a minute, young lady? I've already hung myself.
You're already in there.
Already hung myself. 9 times out of 10, I get an apology later for standing my ground in Christ. Do you understand? Do you get it?
Yes.
Not this time. I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble this time.
I told you guys about the story when her whole family was mad at me because I wouldn't take her side. You can't do it. You just can't do it. You have to take the side of Christ. Do you know what would happen if I didn't take the side of Christ? Then any life that was going to change, right, is now powerless to change. Do you get it?
Yes.
If you're going to make a difference, you need to let Him make a difference first. Okay? Let's stop making the enemy powerful and bringing destruction to things. Amen?
Amen.
Don't you know that you're gonna stand with Christ and judge these things one day? Can't you take on some trivial thing? That's what I was getting at. When you stop and you let the Holy Spirit work in you like that, mm-hmm. you realize that the very things, okay, are trivial. Yeah. And they could be fixed like that. Fixed like that. I've seen it over and over and over again. A little leaven works through the whole dough. A little love works through the whole congregation. Amen?
Amen.
Can't even get an amen, Em.
Amen.
Come on, Em. Act like you love me, Em. Use those churchy words. Use those churchy words. Here we go. Three. Do you not know that you will judge angels even the angels that have fallen? You're going to judge. That one's more powerful, and I need a whole hour to go through that, to be honest with you guys. Okay? But it goes back to one of my favorite verses, and I keep sharing it with you guys. I want you to hear the verse. I want you to get it, okay? But it's in Ephesians 1:3. Okay? And he's praising God the Father for who Christ is, because you and I have every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus in that heavenly realm where that battle's taking place. You know what that means with what we're talking about today? So when I choose to stand for Christ, they have no power over me. Mm. Amen? That's when you see the power of God work. But when we choose the way we used to be, we choose the world, we choose things that aren't right, that's when you see the enemy work. Because he's out there working 24/7 to do whatever he can to kill, steal, and destroy. But one day you're even going to get to judge those things. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's changing your life to redeem you back to that which was perfect at one time. Amen? You get it? You're going to understand those things. Why? Because He's delivering you now from them. And you're going to be able to judge them. Wow. Gosh, I want to take you all over the place with that one, but here we go. Do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more the things of what? Do you not know that you will judge angels? How much more the things of this life? Amen? You get it? That to me is like outside amazing. It's so simple. He just explained everything I'm trying to share with you right there. Did you guys get it? Right? If you're going to do that one day, the things of this life are trivial to the Holy Spirit. He'll share them with you and lead you through them. All right. I lost you guys. Here we go. Therefore, if you have disputes about such matters, appoint as judge even men of little account in the church. The baby Christian can solve it if you'll just listen. We make these huge mountains. What does the world say out of a molehill? We make these huge mountains out of nothing. Even a child, bring your son in here and ask him, could solve it. Therefore, if you have disputes about such matters, appoint as judges even men of a little account in the church. I say this to shame you. Shouldn't be happening. That's when I was going to take us back to Matthew, where he says, it says an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say, turn the other cheek. Amen? Turn the other cheek. Don't do what they're doing because it's being done to you. Don't do it. Show them something better. Love them. Amen? Lift them up. Bless them. Share with them. Amen?
If you're looking for that verse in Matthew, it's 5:38.
It's 5:38. Yeah. Well, I was looking at 18. I don't know what I was thinking. Let's read it. I want to read the whole thing to you just because. I don't know why I kept going to 18. You sure it's 5:38?
Yeah, it's in the Sermon on the Mount.
Oh, you're right. I remember now. I was thinking about the Beatitudes when
you called me old.
5:38. Thank you, brother. There it is. We might as well read 43 through the end, too. That's all about what we're talking about. You guys ready there? 5:38. You have heard it. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye. Isn't that what it feels like when we're going after somebody that's gone after us?
Yes.
And you know what I've seen in the movie over and over and over and over and over again? It's like it never ends. Is one finally gives in and tries, and the other one's mad now. And then that one gives in and tries, and the other one's mad now. And the whole thing's madness. It's just driving everybody crazy. And they, okay. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, this is Jesus' new way, the new covenant. Amen? The forgiveness of his blood. You get it? The washing of his blood. Isn't that beautiful? An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. You know what that means? That's why I had to read it to you guys, because it goes deep. Don't do it. Don't resist them. Love them. Don't do what they're doing. Show them a new way. What's that? Amen. Yeah, right? Now, what Memo said, you could take that way out there because it's true. That's what we're inheriting. That's what's eternal. Amen? And they're the kingdom. Right? First it's in you, and then it goes, he works. That's what I was trying to tell the young lady. He's trying to work in you so he can work through you. You're going to reach that person. Amen?
Amen.
Right? Are you going to reach him by acting like him? Whew. Thank you, Memo. That was beautiful. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tonic, let him have your cloak as well. You know, man, this is beautiful, you guys. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. I heard a pastor, it's not mine, but it's really good, okay? I heard a pastor say, why would we have to go 2 miles with them, right? And he said that it's so we'd have more time to spend with them. Stop thinking like the world and start knowing who Christ is. Amen? He's given you God-given opportunities to go that extra mile with them. That's where the change comes. Amen? It's not going to come in the beginning. You get it? All right, here we go. And is someone okay? If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them too. And let's take the all right, forget it. You guys get it. Let the Holy Spirit work. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Amen. Just you guys. Oh wait, I wanted to read more of that. Dang it. Thank you, Memo. I was thinking the same thing. Let's see here. The borrowing part is hard for a lot of us, right? Right? See, what the Bible really says about borrowing or lending is you don't lend anybody anything. If you have it, you give it to them. And if it returns to you, it's a blessing from him. That's the heart when he's right here, what he's talking about, that's the heart he wants us to have. And remind you, I got to remind you here for a minute. Let's go a little further back. He's talking about those who want to harm us. He's talking about those that are our enemies. You know what I've learned when I put that into practice? I don't have to worry about it because God always provides it. There's not a time that I stepped out in faith when God called me to do something, even against me, that he didn't provide for it, that he didn't take care of it. I can't give you a testimony of a time like that. Isn't that crazy? And if we're not experiencing that, we're not living that. Okay? Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. He just shared with us what that fulfillment is. I'm trying to share with you today what it means to be fulfilled in Christ. Right? I was dealing with somebody this last week that was trying to follow all these new regulations in Christ, you know, these new laws, you know. And I've been getting hit with it like 3-4 times this week. And it's even affecting other people. And what they didn't realize is that in Christ, that's not abolished, but it's already been fulfilled. We're free from those things now because we're in him, right? He himself is a law unto himself, you know. He said, if you love me, you'll obey my commands. These are his commands, to love the unlovable. Right? That's the law being fulfilled. To do what can't be done in the world. Amen?
Amen.
It's hard, huh?
Yeah.
Do you know why it's hard, sister? It's hard because you're not there yet. Once you get there, it's the easiest thing you'll ever do.
Amen.
You know, want to know why? Francis said it this morning. When the Son of God sets you free. Mm-hmm. He's not talking about your salvation the first time you got saved. He's talking about every time you don't have to be who you used to be anymore. Because you're free from that. You're a new creation. That stuff died off, amen? And you're a new creature now. You buried that stuff in death where it belonged. Amen? And you were raised up in the newness of life. Now when you speak life, not death. You build each other up. And you build each other up even in the eyes of others. Amen. Why do you do that? Because you want others to come in. You know one of the reasons why our church stays small sometimes, I think? Because you guys aren't proud enough about the things that go on here. Because if you were, you'd be telling everybody about what's going on here. Amen? You know where that crippling comes from? It doesn't come from the Word. It doesn't come from this place. Understand me? That's a fact. Because I'm so excited about things sometimes, I don't care who's here, I run here to share the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
And I want to tell everybody about it. Let's rock this place. Especially you young people.
Woo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Quit waiting on us old people because we old. I got a mouth speaking from the pew. I tell you the truth. I'm not telling you a lie that you'd hear in the world. I'm telling you the truth. Until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Amen. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same. I want that off of me.
Shake it.
Ooh, that's bad. That's everything we're talking about. You know what he's telling us? We're no better than the person we're having an issue with. Okay, because we all fall short of the glory of God. You break one of these commandments, you break them all. Every one of us are lawbreakers. You get it?
Yeah.
Let's lift each other out of that, not keep each other down in it. Here we go.
Where are we at, Pastor?
I have no idea where I'm at. I'm 1148 West 48th Street. Anyone who breaks the law, let's start in 19, right?
5, 17.
I think we're in 19 now.
Matthew 5:19.
Okay, anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called last in the kingdom of heaven. Remember I was telling you before, it's not questioning your salvation, but it's questioning what you receive from him. And it's not God. God gives everything to all of us at all times. It's what can you hear?
Yes.
What are you willing to receive? Amen? Here we go. I'm talking like this because there's so many things in our lives that are wrong. And when we bring that wrong into God's house, right, we wrong each other.
Yeah.
We wrong each other. I don't want to wrong you anymore. And I'd rather be wronged by you than ever harm you. Bring it on. I'm going to love you anyways. Amen? And people aren't going to like that I love you anyways. I don't care. I'm going to love them too. I like that. She said, bam.
Bam.
Bam. All right, she's getting me carried away now. That means she got it.
Uh-huh.
Don't encourage him,
bam.
Cody.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Here we go. I got to make up to Cody real quick before we go home. Let's come over here and try to fix this. That's messed up.
Soak it in, Cody. Soak it.
Woo! What's love got to do? Got to do with it? Get up there and play the guitar, Francis. Here we go. But whoever practices and teaches these things, these commands will be called great. Great in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. There's the other half of it. I don't even care about that. I mean, I love that, but I don't even care about it. What I care about is people coming to Christ. Let's live this way, the way he's calling us to, his way, amen, so that others can come. Let's do it. If the only way to fix things in our lives, right, and don't try. Don't listen, sister, okay? Are you ready? Are you ready? Don't try to do good. Don't try to make it right with somebody. Stop that. That's worldly. Let God work in you so that you are who you say you are. Okay? Because trying, people give up on. Life, they never give up on. Especially when they see God giving it out.
Amen.
Okay? Let's not try. That's very trying. You're a very trying person. Amen?
Amen.
Let's be who we say we are in Christ. Let's seek him in such a way that he turns our heart from those things. Amen? Let's truly be delivered. Let's just stop. You know when we feel that way, just stop. Because if you don't, your emotions are going to take you over.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to fall every time because the enemy knows right where to come in.
Mm-hmm.
He pushed the buttons to make it happen. Okay.
Keep going.
I know. I'm getting lost though. For I have, is that where I am?
Yeah, 19, I think.
20. For I tell you that unless your righteousness, sometimes the leaders are the worst people in the church. I'm straight up. They are the worst people in the church sometimes. And sometimes it takes that person we read about earlier that's the littlest person in the church, you know, that doesn't know that much. Right? I've learned more from you, Jerry, than I have from Memo in a while. Not true, Memo. Not true.
So you're lying.
No, I'm not lying.
Get him, Jerry.
But I have. Jerry surprises me in Bible study. Everybody else is just talking and stuff, and I'm waiting for her because I know she's got something. Why? Because God's getting her heart. Amen? And the word's becoming true. Right? And we still struggle with it. Okay? But you know he's speaking. You know he's tugging. And when he tugs and he's speaking, that refreshes people who thought they knew something. Right? She doesn't even know. I'm sorry, Jerry, but you don't even know what a blessing you are to me. Amen? It's just the way it is. You too, Stephen. That testimony yesterday was bomb. You know what? I forgot all the things you said that I went through when I was first delivered. But you made me remember them. And then I didn't get this, I got a joy because I didn't remember them. Why? Because I've been delivered from them. Why? Because I'm a new person. Amen? I love the testimony and it spoke to me deeply, but what it spoke was, you went through that, but you forgot about it. Because life is so good in Christ, you don't remember. Thanks for bringing it up. Right? Right? And there's things going on in our lives right now that God wants to deliver us like that. He wants us to become so close to each other in Him. Amen? That not only does He deliver us, but He binds us. What's bound in heaven is bound on earth. Amen? Right? What's loosed is loosed. Let him bring us together like that. And when we get delivered, He's going to work in us so He can work through us, and He's going to do great things. Amen? Let's not be the hindrance to those great things. Some of it's happening here. Some of it's happening in our lives and our relationships. Some of it's happening out in the world. Let God deliver it. Let God change it. Let God make it new. Amen? Sure wish I could help you guys better. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not hear God when He speaks to you. And He'll never be able to work through you to change the lives of others. Just a fact. I don't want to put anybody on the spot. I just want, hopefully, the Holy Spirit to speak to you. But when was the last time that your walk with Christ affected somebody else? Really affected them. When was the last time? Amen? Me and Cody were talking about it this morning. And I was telling her that I was excited that I was across the street at the neighbor's house doing a Bible study. Because that was new. It was life-changing. I could see not just... The parents are older Christians. Been in church for years. And I see them growing now. I see them learning new things, and it blows my mind. Blows my mind. Like, we should have been doing that all along. You get it? Older Christian sister, right? Experience God more in young believers. It makes them remember, just like I remembered when Stephen gave his testimony, what God did to me, did for me, and how He delivered me. And it refreshes me. And if we listen closely, we even learn things we didn't know. Isn't that beautiful?
Should refresh you every day. Mm-hmm.
Man. Let's go back to where we're supposed to be. This is supposed to be a quick...
Did you read 43 through 48?
Did I?
I don't know.
I jumped it, Memo? Let's go back. Let's go back. 5.
Because I was the in context part of
you. Oh, well. How did I jump it? You guys are supposed to keep track.
He told you. Yeah, Jacob.
My what? Oh, my page flip. Okay, where are we at then, Memo?
So you were reading about background magazine stuff in 42, so you were at 43.
Oh, I jumped over here.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I like where you went, but...
Okay. Praise God, you guys. Anyways, nobody cares. Nobody out in cyberspace over there. Anyways, here we go. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Man, you guys, yeah, thank God we came back to this. Thank you, Lord. This is the hard part, right? Right? It's what I just shared with Jackie a minute ago. When you accept it, you know what I do, you guys? And it's something that I hope that one day you put into practice, okay? But when God reveals something to me, I just resolve to accept it. When I'm sharing God with people, I can see their whole life changing. Like their whole world is impossible. All of a sudden they start hearing about the Lord and they see a possibility. Like something starts to form in them. It's beautiful, right? And then I watch them gulp. Right there, I lost them. The enemy came in and said, this is impossible. You get it? I've been asking God to take me past the gulp, right? But you know what happens to me when the Holy Spirit reveals something to me? I gulp. And I just choose to accept it. I just resolve with inside myself that there is no other way other than what was just shared with me. You get it? And that sometimes is loving people that are unlovable. I just accept to love them. I accept to love them right where they are. Amen? I accept to do everything in His power to live according to what He's called me to so that I can share righteously with them. Do you see the beauty of it? Otherwise, we speak the same death they speak. We speak what they speak. Same language. Get it? Watch. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. Man, you guys, I've seen the power of the hand of God move so hardcore, it's not funny. I've had people, right, even lately, that are nice to me because of a pastor title, but they despise me. I'm talking in the world. I hope none of you guys despise me. Okay. But it happens, you know? And then something happens in their life, and I just begin to pray for them. And I mean really pray for them, like my whole heart's moved towards them. And then I see the hand of God come in and change that situation. I see the hand of God come in and change their heart. See it? And then next time they look at you, they're looking at you as a brother or sister, not as an enemy. Get it? And He's telling us, don't fall. Don't fall from the position He's given you. Amen? But I tell you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons. Go back to the inheritance memo was talking about. Amen? That you may be sons of your Father in heaven. So that you're not... Remember what He told the Pharisees? Right? Your father's the devil. What chapter is that? 10? John 10 memo? Or 8 maybe. 8. John 8. Your father's the devil, He told them. And you know what they were trying to tell Jesus? You ain't going to tell us. We know who we are. We're children of Abraham. Are you kidding me? Your actions show who your father is. That's what it's saying. I'm sorry, sister. I'm sorry you don't like it. Get mad at me if you want, but I'm going to love you anyways. Amen? Right? When we act like that, we're not acting. Okay. I don't want to get into counseling. That you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good. And He sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Amen? Right? You know why, you guys? Because we're living in an era of grace where God is, He wants every, He said that He died on the cross, Christ did, that not one would perish. He doesn't want not one to perish. Amen? Do you want your actions to be part of that? I don't want not one to perish. I've resolved the fact that no matter what the world's doing, I don't want them to perish. Amen? Memo just gave me cement boots. For reals. Especially the leaders of the church. Man, I don't say especially, though. I don't want anybody to perish, but I get His point. Amen. He's telling you guys to love us when we screw up, okay? Okay. Love me, Francis. You got to love me, Francis, please. Please love me all the time. Come on. You know I'm not right. If you love those who love you, how did I skip all this memo? Oh, praise God. If you love those, I was wondering why it wasn't what I remembered. Here we go.
That was
if, brother, I got you.
I'm telling you. You know what's beautiful about it is God's word is just always there. It doesn't, the meaning was the same. Amen? If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? You know when Christ died on the cross, he didn't tell his Father, I'm only dying for the good people. No. He died for everyone. Amen? You can't say, I'm only going to walk in Christ for the church, for the good people in the church, for the ones I consider to be my friends. No. Your heart needs to go out to every single person in this place and every single place person out there. I was telling my neighbors this last week, I'm not a pastor to Community Christian Church. God has anointed me to be a pastor to everyone in my life. Amen? I don't treat anybody different. Get it? And you know what I was telling them too? That's bogus to me. Because that should be a Christian's thought and walk, not a pastor's. We're all called to it. Every last one of us. If everyone in this room and everybody out there knows who I'm supposed to be, then they know who God's calling them to be. Do you know who God's calling you to be? Then stop looking at me like that. Here we go. Don't tax collectors do that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? You know what bothers me sometimes, even in our little church, is we have people who come, they're guests or whatever, and I see everybody mingling with everybody except for those people. I even like Leah. Leah, I nudged her all the way from the back to the front just to say hi to somebody that was new. I did too. I said, Leah, over there. Leah, over there. Leah, go. Go, Leah. Leah, they're new. Leah, get over there. Go, Leah. She says, I know you didn't. You get it, though? But we shouldn't have to be nudged. We should be all over that. Amen? Are you listening? Let's hurry up. Oh, gosh, Memo. Look what time it is. We're going to end here. I want to read the other, but... Are you not even a tax collector? Okay. And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Amen. So here's what he's saying. He knows that we're not perfect, okay? But here's what he's saying. Are you ready? Don't speak the speak. Walk the walk. Do you understand? Don't speak what you've heard and know from being in church. Okay? Take that which the Holy Spirit's convicted you of and start to live it. Don't try. Get it? Let him change you so you can become that person that can resolve to accept all the things that he has for you and others. Amen? I don't know where I'm going to start next week because we never even got back over there, but I don't know how. Oh, where does time go? I looked up thinking I had 15, 20 minutes left and we're past it. I think, Jacob, you set the clock wrong.
Don't blame Jacob.
So it happened.
Accountability.
Amen. Oh, that's right. We have another hour. We're off by an hour. Go back to Corinthians.
You're over an hour.
Okay, Father. I tried, Memo. We could go another hour easy. Gosh. Father, we just want to come to you, Lord, just thanking you, Father, for today. And I thank you for every person here, Lord. I hope that they took it as an encouragement, Lord. You know, I feel encouraged. See, but I'm a weirdo. That's the problem. You convict my heart of something, I take it as encouragement to do it. And that's what it is, Lord. It's Paul doesn't want to hurt the church. He was so hurt writing the letter. Every word, every stroke of the pen he put on the page was hurting him. Because he didn't want to drive anybody away from you. But he wanted everyone to come back to you. He wanted them to experience their first love every day after that, over and over and over again, and grow in the love and knowledge of that surpasses everything else in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just ask, Father, that, Lord, let us not play church. Let us not show the world in the church, Lord. And if it's there, Father, let us just love the person until they get past it. Really love the person until they get past it, Lord. You know, we were there, every one of us, if we would have stayed in Corinthians, every one of us were there at one time. And I believe that he was talking to them in that way because they went back to it and he wanted them to come back to what was real, come back to the truth. And that's what I'm asking for this morning, that we would hear and come back to the truth. That we would hear you, Lord. Don't hear Pastor Matt or Pastor Memo or one of these young guys, Lord, speak. Hear your word speak. That's what we want, Lord. We want to hear you. And so if you spoke this morning into the hearts of your people, I pray that you strengthen those hearts to accept it. I ask, Father, that you continue to bless this church. Bless this church, Lord. Bless this neighborhood. I loved what Fee was saying about the neighborhood today. Lord, prepare the hearts of those young people. Prepare the hearts of their parents. Lord, prepare the hearts of the hurting. Lord, the ones that are addicted, Lord. The ones that are struggling with relationships, Lord. All the different things that you're going to use, Father, that the enemy's trying to use to destroy them, that you're going to use to bring them to you, Lord, to deliver them, Father. Prepare their hearts as you prepare our hearts, Father, to be the people that you can, that you've entrusted, Lord, to go out and share you with them. I truly ask for these things. Help us to get right. Lord, if we need to get right this morning, there's no shame in it. Paul said, I say these things to shame you. Yeah, if we're going to choose them, we're going to choose to live in them, we're going to choose to remain in them, yeah. But there's no shame in giving them up. There's no shame in being delivered, Lord. So if we're struggling this morning, maybe we're struggling with somebody and we need to pray with that person. Whatever it is, wherever you move us, Lord, whatever it is, let's start today. Make today a new day. Let's make today real, like really real, not just talk. Let's let you make us real. I ask these things in Jesus' name. You want to be perfect like Christ is perfect? You need to trust Christ with your life. Let him fix these things. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.